Lesson 29, Product Development. Part 1, Photo. Number 1, look at the picture marked number 1.
A.
She's ascertaining the time of the flight.
B.
She's examining the contents of the test tube.
C.
She's experimenting with a new way home.
D.
She's solving a crossword puzzle.
Part 2. Question Response. Number 2.
How long have you worked as a supervisor?
A. I like it very much. B. He doesn't have an advisor. C. For almost a decade.
Number 3.
What kind of responsibilities does Jim have at his new job?
A. He supervises the entire department. B. He's a fairly responsive person. C. He's responding very well.
Part 3. Short Conversation. Numbers 4 through 6 relate to the following conversation.
We need to examine the data for our Binky doll sales before we decide how to modify it.
Several companies have successfully experimented with modifications, such as bright colors and noisemakers.
Consumers today are anxious about inflation, so our next modification should be to make the doll cheaper. I think if we lower the price by 15%, we can increase sales by 30% or more.
Maybe so, but you can't just assume those figures. You need to do some systematic price and sales research first.
Part 4. Talk. Questions 7 through 9 relate to the following recording.
This product has been on the market for over 2 decades, and it continues to sell well. Researchers aren't sure of the reason for this. They have examined hundreds of pages of market data, but haven't ascertained an exact reason for the product's popularity. Is it the low price or the wide availability? Perhaps it is the consumer's familiarity with it. Researchers don't know which factors are responsible, but consumers continue to buy the product as it enters its 22nd year on the market. In fact, it is the most popular product of its kind for teenagers, and far outsells similar products aimed at men, women, and children.